Christine, and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have two guests. I have Gordon Blue. He's the director of the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, and Linda Benkin, director of Alaska Longlines Association and board member, I believe, of the Fisheries Trust. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
So we have a lot to cover this morning. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about community-supported fisheries.
That's right.
What's that all about?
Community-supported fisheries, Alaskan Zone, is modeled after the community-supported agricultural programs that were started in the lower 48, where people have an opportunity to support their local farmers by getting produce on a regular basis, usually through a subscription program where they sign up, they pay either by month or in six-month installments, and they receive produce either weekly or monthly, depending on the subscription terms. And that's the idea behind Alaskan's Own, is connecting people here in Sitka and in towns to the fishermen who catch their fish, care about the resource, and want them to know a little bit about how that fish is caught and where it comes from.
And is it unusual to have like a fish subscription program?
Well, this is the first one in Alaska. There's one or two others in the lower 48, but yeah, it's a little bit new, I guess, to people.
And it's not super new to Sitka. This is its third year?
Fourth year.
And if I were to subscribe, what would I expect, weekly or every 2 weeks?
Well, the subscriptions are filled monthly. It's frozen backpack portioned in 1 pound portion packages. So it's easy to use for people, whether you have a family or one person living alone. We have half subscriptions, full subscriptions, 4 month, 6 month. And it's a mix of species that include king salmon, coho, rockfish species, sablefish, halibut, and lingcod.
And I'm a girl who likes a backstory. How much do I know about the fishermen or who caught the fish that I'm eating?
Well, the revenue from the CSF, from Alaskan Zone, is dedicated to supporting the conservation work of the fishermen who provide the fish. So the group that I run, Alaska Longline Fishermen Association, started a fishery conservation network in league with Alaskan's Own. We have fishermen who are engaged with research and conservation initiatives, including habitat mapping, minimizing bycatch, electronic monitoring, whale deterrence to protect the fishermen and the whales. So we have a range of projects that we engage the fishermen in. That fish that they catch is delivered to our local processors, who are very supportive of the program. Shout out to Sitka Sound and SPC for all they do to help us with this program. And then purchased for the subscription program and provided through these seafood subscriptions.
Which come each month with the Dock Lines newsletter that has some of those details about who's catching the fish, who they are, about what else is going on, and some nice recipes. So there's some of your backstory. You can also go to our website and find some more. And that's thealaskatrust.org.
Gordon, are you a subscriber?
I am not. I should tell you, though, that I do buy fish on the farmer's market and the occasional buy basis. So.
And that was going to be my next question. I know a lot of new folks come to town, and they say, I don't know a fisherman. How do I buy local fish? So there is Alaska's Own subscription program. You can go to the farmer's market. But it sounds like this way you sort of get the connect the dots story. Gordon, maybe we can take a step back and tell us a little bit about the big picture of the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust.
Well, the Sustainable Fisheries Trust was initiated some time ago. The observation we made was that despite a lot of really good lending programs and other regulation in our fisheries, particularly in the IFQ fisheries, were designed to help communities in Alaska to sustain themselves off of these fisheries, that we're losing ground. We've been losing ground. We've lost over a third of the market share that we had here in Southeast prior to the beginning of the program. So we wanted to find ways to deal with that particular problem. ways that we could retain some of the value of those fisheries in the local communities in a more effective way. And we wanted also to not to go in and tear the whole world apart in the process, but to try to do this within the existing regulatory structures. So that's how we began to think about it, and what we came up with is a program that has three elements, and those elements include the community-supported fisheries and the fishery conservation networks, and also this other component, which is the trust activities. And we have looked at lending programs. We've been involved with the North Pacific Fisheries Trust, and they have about an $8 million portfolio of loans that are out that support these fisheries. We worked with them for several years. One of the things we've noticed and have lately been addressing is that loans aren't really always the best way to address the problems of trying to bring new entrants into the fisheries and to help young fishing people capitalize their operations. And so we have a new program that we're just about to launch called Local Fish LLC, and we'll get into that on another occasion. But that's part of what our activities are about.
And I think the other part of the story behind the trust is building resilience in the community. So it's strengthening the resource through the conservation and research work, strengthening the economics of the fisheries themselves through the CSF, giving people an opportunity to invest in what fishermen are doing to protect the resource, and then helping anchor access to the fisheries through the quota share program in those communities by making the fisheries accessible, affordable, keeping people active in those fisheries.
And these are really big issues. I mean, as a layperson, I would feel sort of helpless. Like, I don't fish. I don't feel comfortable lobbying or writing a letter to my congressman, but I can get around sort of this model of community resiliency and supporting something locally.
Exactly. And you know, that's the way we think to go about it as well. We can start off where we are and in fairly small ventures, but ones that have a significant impact locally, which is where we live, and very significant impact nationally as these things link through networks of like-minded people.
Is there something coming up around the bend that you need to lobby, or a big meeting you need to attend?
Our focus now is on getting the CSF subscriptions out and sold, and that program running for the summer. We're always working on policy issues. We're very engaged with a national network of community-based fishermen, looking for ways to strengthen everybody's access to the resource and just the resilience of these other communities, and being able to stay viable as the economics change in the country.
And the subscription service is actually, there's a limited amount of participants that you can have, or clients, I should say, that would receive fish. Is time running out?
Well, we offer 4-month and 6-month subscriptions. In the event of a 6-month subscription, that first delivery is going to occur at the end of this month. So if people would like to subscribe for 6 months, time is running out. We would like to see them visit the website, get in touch with us, or give us a call, and we'll be glad to sign them up.
And once again, the website to be part of this is?
thealaskatrust.org.
But you can also Google Alaskans Own, and it'll take you there.
That's
terrific.
Right.
Two ways to get good information. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Gordon Blue and Linda Benkin, telling us more about their directors of Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust and Alaska Longline Association. And you're also a board member.
Of the Trust.
Of the Trust. Yes. You are very busy people. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Holly. You.